Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagheward Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident bishop of the Loyalty House International, Abbey Dawenya, off the Dawenya-Afenya Link Road. He oversees many churches, both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
I love this song this morning. I feel that some powerful things are happening to people today.
Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God. Nothing is impossible when you trust in His word. Hearken to the voice of God to me. Is there anything too hard for me?
Come on!
Put your trust in God alone and rest upon His word. For everything, everything, yes, everything is possible in God. Nothing is possible.
I love it, I love it.
When you put your trust in
you believe it. Those at the very, very back. You believe it. Those there, those there. You believe it.
Voice of God to me. Is there anything too hard for me? So put your trust in God alone and rest upon His word. For everything, yes, everything is possible.
Father, we thank you. We give you praise.
Yes, Lord.
We give you glory.
Yes,
for
Lord.
For mighty, mighty things that has happened here today.
Amen.
Thank you for high blood pressure. I saw it.
Yes.
That is stabilizing.
Yes,
that
Lord.
That is normalizing.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for sicknesses in the bodies.
Hallelujah.
Chronic sicknesses in the bodies that are being healed today.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, for with you all things are possible.
Yes, Lord.
When your spirit came amongst us, then he came to touch us. Then
yes,
he came
Lord.
To heal us.
Yes, Lord.
Then he came to bless us.
Yes.
Then he came to change our lives. So,
yes, Lord.
Thank you for your presence in our midst today. For all that you are doing, marriages you are restoring, lives you are healing,
yes,
lives
Jesus.
You are restoring. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for what you are doing in our midst today. In the name of the Lord Jesus of Nazareth, we give you praise and we give you glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus of Nazareth. Amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Going deeper. Going deeper. And doing more. Going deeper and doing more. You see, we have been dwelling on the going deeper. Do you see? But it says, and doing more. So, the deeper you go, the more you want to do.
Yes.
Is that not so?
Oh, yes.
The deeper you go, the more you want to do. The shallow waters you swim in, the less you do.
Yes.
And you are prepared to do. But the more you go in the walk with God, the more you want to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that if you used to do more and you are not doing more today, what does it mean? It means you didn't go deep enough. That's the only reason. You didn't go deep enough. Because if the foundation is there. So today, we're going to continue. Going deeper means building a solid foundation. Going deeper means you have to build a what?
Solid foundation.
A solid foundation. And the foundation you build for your life and for anything that you are doing is very important. The foundation is very, very important. In Luke chapter 6, verse 47 to 49, the foundation you build for your life or for anything you are doing is very, very important. Going to determine how far you will go and you can go. Luke 6, 47. Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my saying and doeth them, I will liken, or I will show you to whom he is like. You know, when I got born again, I was reading a different version. So that's what I stuck. But I will show you to whom he is like. Next verse. He says, he is like a man or a woman which built a house. Rather, the women don't want to get involved in the building of things. So we have to now start adding when it comes to building. It's like a man or woman who built a house and dig deep, and laid the foundation on a rock. Laid the foundation on a rock. And when the floods arose, the stream beat vehemently upon the house and could not shake it. Could not what?
Shake it.
It was founded upon a rock. It had a solid foundation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But, everybody say but.
But.
He that heareth my word and doeth not is like a woman or a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the storm came. The storm did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Immediately it fell, and great was the fall. Amen.
Amen.
So you have to have a good foundation.
Yes.
You get it?
Yes.
If you want to go deep with God, then you have to have a good foundation. Because the foundation you lay in Christ, in your Christian life, will determine how many years you endure as a Christian. And will determine whether you go till the end. Till the end. When the resurrection shall come. Very soon, we are going to celebrate Resurrection Sunday.
Oh, yes.
When we are going to celebrate Christ coming out of the dead, they say, that is how we are going to be like. Do you get it? If your foundation is strong, then it means that you are going to endure. You know, endure. You know, there are so many Christians these days who don't have a foundation. Do you get it? And don't take time to build your foundation. But we'll come to it. Psalm 11 verse 3. It says that, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Do you get it? So there are some foundations that whatever you do, even the righteous has its foundation. Banks have their foundations. Do you get it? Businesses have what they are founded on. So the righteous also has a foundation. And if that foundation is destroyed, if the foundation of the church is destroyed, what can we do? If the foundation of marriage is destroyed, foundation, you are going to get married. You need a good foundation for the marriage.
Oh, yes.
And other foundation can no man lay, except what the Lord has laid. If you are going to get married, you need a good foundation. What is your marriage going to be built on from the day you proposed? What made you to propose? What are you going to build a marriage on? What is it based on? What can the righteous do? Foundation of marriage. You are going to get married. What did you look at? Is it a foundation of money? Is it a foundation of money?
Yeah.
Recently, I heard of a guy. When he was in a relationship, the lady was like, And I used to talk to the lady. But today, where that man is, and you see, it just happened just like that too. It just changed. Just like that. And I was telling myself, hey, you see, the lady was looking for another foundation, which is not the real foundation. It's not the real foundation. You get it? Because I was telling people that as for these young guys, they can change you. Not the old man, they have changed already, but even they can change again. they can re-change. How about these young boys who are walking around? You see them like that, when they come, you say, no, they don't do it. They can change, you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. That is why the foundation for the thing must be correct. You get it? Must be correct. Otherwise, you'll not be able to stand. So there are good foundations that you have to lay. And sometimes, even in marriage, sometimes when people come to you with problems, I realize that the problem they are talking about, I have times 7. Do you get it? Even times 20. But I've not even seen it as a problem. Why? Because of the foundation.
Hallelujah.
Foundation. It's not because of two whatever. It's because of the foundation. If the foundation is a solid one, you see, I'll liken him to a man, solid foundation. So when it comes, recently I was talking to a brother. I told a brother, you know what? This your issue can never be solved. Just marry. Just believe God. And say to yourself that I will never divorce. I will marry unless death or something is in the system. You know, there are some marriages. Because the man has taken a knife. He's killing you. You're also in it. That's why you have to run for your life. Do you get it? Flee. Do you get it? But if not that, marry. I told the man that when God came to the garden, he said, Adam, where are you? He said, Adam, where are you? So if you want the woman to admit her fault, you'll never marry. If you wanted to admit a fault, you will never marry. So take that thing and say, I am the man. Your manhood is not only for display, it's for certain decisions like that. I'm the man, and I ain't gonna let this thing go. I will marry, I will swallow my pride. And I'll go and say, your husband was lost, now he's found. Hey, I said, that's the only thing you can do. Do you get it? That's the only thing you can do. Yes, marry. And when you change your mind, the thing becomes nice again. Everything, when Bible says, be transformed by the renewal of your mind, it's only miracles. Your marriage too is part of it. Your life too is part of it. Yes, be transformed by the renewal of your mind. They are not saying amen. They are not saying amen.
Amen.
They don't know that nothing is impossible.
Oh, yes.
Includes this one too. Nothing is impossible. So determine that you not go out, whatever it is, if you are a woman, you to determine. I told another woman that the thing, it doesn't depend on what the man will do. It's like, if the man does this, I also do this. No. It is a wives, submit your own husband as they love you. Have you heard it before?
No.
There's nothing like that. Submit your husband. Then husband, love your wife as they submit to you. Did you hear anything like that? No. It's independent of whatever. Do your part. Bible said that by your chest conversations, you can change them. That, what is that scripture? Now it's not there again. Now it's not, the women are not prepared to long suffer. Long suffering. Yeah. Hey, they don't, they are not prepared at all. Now they have short fuse. Now they want the men to suffer long.
It's an arrow.
You see. I thought I was going to talk about marriage. Long suffering. Yes. The man is a man and maybe him. No. But it's the foundation. Foundation. That's why these days, 2 years they want to divorce. 2 years. Because the way they entered into the marriage, there was no sense in it.
No.
There was no. And the things they were using to determine, the determinants for the marriage was faulty. Hey, you look at Atu's beard, he say, I like the beard. Hey. Hey. One lady, look at a man and say, you married me for papers. So all along, the woman knew, how can this marriage be strong? All of the women knew that you married me for papers. Wow. So could it be that the man also knows that you married him for the money? Could it be that he also knows that you married him for the money? And this is on the person's mind. And if the man doesn't have money, the way you behave is different. If the man has money, the way you behave is different. Hey! Is that the foundation you built? That's why, brothers, when you are going to beloved, those don't show them things that you cannot continue doing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Don't show them things. Don't start opening doors for them. Don't start leaning and giving them flowers. Don't start doing all those things. They are in Usopodora and Rosalinda. They are not real.
You are preaching.
They are not real. They are not this type of things that they do, they are not real. Be able to continue. So if you build your foundation on that, and you are not able to continue, then you see, 2 years, can you be buying flowers every year and dealing like that to give?
Everybody needs to start that way, but they want them to continue
that life. Hey, they say some people, they didn't even start that way. But in the middle of their marriage, they want them to continue like that. They have not even built a foundation like that. And now they want to bring it in. They call it midstream correction. Hey! So, you need foundation. Foundation of marriage is the same. The foundation is love. Real love, not money. Not chest. It's love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's love. And when the love, Bible says, love is as strong as death. And many waters cannot quench it. Neither can the floods drown it. So when love is based on love, you see that it goes on and on and on. Come, you see, the wind beat vehemently. It beat. And every true thing will be tested like this. You get it? So you need a very good foundation. And there are certain foundations in our lives that we should not set aside. You get it?
Yes.
There are certain foundations in our lives. The mighty foundation of salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ and through the cross of Jesus Christ must never be belittled or sidelined. Mm. The foundation of salvation.
Hallelujah.
You can't. If this foundation is set aside as a church, we set this foundation aside, is that now we are not interested in salvation. We are just interested in church growth. We are just interested in people joining the church. We are not interested in salvation. If it's destroyed, what can we do? Nothing. You can't do anything. You have destroyed a thing. Do you get it? That is why, whether you are a pastor, you are whatever, you yourself shouldn't even forget your foundation of salvation.
Hallelujah.
That's why you are first a Christian before a pastor. Yes. You are first a Christian before a husband. You are first a Christian before a wife. You are first a Christian before any other thing. You are first. But when you set aside, so that whatever you are doing, you ask yourself, how would it impact my Christianity? And Christianity means what? My relationship with God. And my relationship with God means what? When I die, will I go to heaven or hell? It's not whether I have visions or dreams or whatever. Tell him those things, forget about it. Even Satan has dreams and visions. Forget about it. The salvation is that will I continue, and when I die, will I go to heaven? If that foundation is still there, why would you stop winning souls? You won't stop winning souls. But if that foundation is belittled, that's when now you don't care again. Are you getting it?
Oh, yes.
So mighty foundation of what?
Salvation.
Salvation. You should work it out. It's a foundation. You should work it out. This is, don't you get surprised whether the person is born again or not? Yeah. Sometimes you get surprised. So now when two people, even when two Christians are fighting, and you see the words that come out of their mouth, hey! Then you remember John the Baptist say, bear fruit that befits repentance. You can see the person, there's no repentance in the person's stomach. So anything that comes from the stomach just comes like that. They can insult.
Bro.
They can say things. And you wonder, is this person born again? Is this person born again? So mighty foundation of what?
Salvation.
Mighty foundation of faithfulness. And loyalty must be deeply rooted in the foundation. Faithfulness and loyalty. These days, faithfulness is being thrown to the dogs. So to be faithful means that you stay on the thing no matter what happens. Because things will happen. To be faithful. And in the church, it's like that. No more faithfulness, no more loyalty. That binds people together. That makes the church overcome every problem and every issue. Because issues and problems, they will come. They will never stop coming.
Oh, yeah.
But what will deal with this thing is when you are faithful and you are loyal, you understand what you are doing. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes.
That is a mighty foundation.
Wow.
Is that also?
Yes.
Foundation, mighty foundation of evangelism and outreach. Okay. So we are going to foundation. The foundation will determine how far you will go. Are you here with me? Mighty foundation of evangelism and outreach. Mighty foundation. And as a church, are we still on this foundation? It's not. Mighty foundation of evangelism and outreach. If the foundation be destroyed, do you get it?
Yes.
Mighty foundation of teaching the word of God. Mighty foundation of tithe and offerings. As a source of financing God's word, must never be set aside. Mighty foundation that God so loved the world. This one, John 3:16. John 3:16. Now, when you're even asking somebody to say a verse, don't say John 3:16. So, it's a common one. People have been forgetting about it. Are you getting what I'm saying? Powerful. Now, let's just read Matthew 13:3. We'll be closing soon. preach on. As I said, the mighty foundation will give you roots. It will give you roots and will make you a big tree. It will give you roots and make you become a big tree. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Matthew 13, 3. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprang up, because they have no deepness of earth. Isn't that? You know, some things, they look very shiny, attractive, nice, but they are shallow. They are shallow. And sometimes shallow things can come up so fast. Shallow things can come up so fast. Because if even you look at this, man, say the two people were building their house. One person, the one who built on sand, I'm sure he finished within a week. No engineering drawings, no architecture drawings, nothing. He just went to some place and said, let me build my house. Let me just finish. You forgot that the engineering drawings will show you what materials to build the house with everything. And as I said, it comes up so rapidly, so fast. Do you get it? So Bible says that because it has not much earth, you see, it came up so quickly and so fast. It has no much earth. There's no deep. There is no deep. You get it? And fourthly, they sprang up because they had no deepness of earth. They had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched because they had no roots. You get it?
Yes.
And when you have the thing cheap, it goes the same way, it goes like that. There's a proverb like that. Eh? Easy comes, easy go. So if you are building the relationship on earth, it will look so nice, exciting. People look at you and they want to be like this relationship. But then, because there's no earth, within a short time, it will go away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you need to have a good foundation.
Amen.
Do you see? Because the deeper you go, I saw somebody doing a program, said depth for height.
Wow.
Depth for height. So you need a good foundation. And you can see that many, many mighty buildings are there because of their foundation.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isaiah 61, 3. You will see that there are many things and they will not grow until they go deeper. You can see a mighty tree. The same mighty tree, if you go and buy flower pot and restrict the growth of the tree, you say the tree will grow so just ask the flower pot to allow it. Because it doesn't have earth. It doesn't have depth. Do you get it? And some people are like that too. You are a mighty tree. You are supposed to grow more than you have grown. But you have gone to plant yourself in some pot, a flower pot. Flower pot. So you can't grow.
Wow.
You see,
you are preaching.
But you are supposed to grow, become mighty.
Mighty.
That means that you need space, you need depth. You need depth. I had a flower in a pot. Then somebody came to me and said, "This thing is bigger than it is. So go and buy another pot because I also didn't want to spoil certain things. So go and buy. So I went to buy a bigger pot." And he broke the pot was broken. And then they transplanted it into the other pot.
That's right.
Because he said it can go bigger than what it has become now. And as you are here, you can go bigger than you are today. Yes. If only you allow yourself to go deeper. Your root to go deeper. Amen.
Amen.
So Isaiah 61:3 says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of what?
Righteousness.
Trees of what?
Righteousness.
You see, it means that trees of righteousness, they have beauty for ashes.
Wow.
Instead of ashes, they have beauty.
Mm.
And instead of mourning, they have, instead of heaviness, they have praise. The more you go, the more you realize that these things are being removed. Mourning, ashes, they are being removed. Disappointments, they are being removed. And he says that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. The planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That he might be glorified.
Wow.
Where you are is not where you are supposed to be. You have to, you see, you have stopped growing. Because you have now planted yourself in a small pot. Meanwhile, when you started, you were going very fast. When you started, but the growth has stopped. That's why you cannot say that the ashes have been removed. But ashes are supposed to be removed. Are you here with me?
Oh, yes.
If you are a tree, Jeremiah 17:7. Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. 8. For he shall be as what? A tree planted by the waters. He shall be as a tree planted by the waters, that extends its roots by a stream, and will not fear when the heat comes.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
You
see, when the heat is there, it will come.
Mm.
The wind will blow vehemently, the storm. But if the root is deep, it shall not fear. It shall not fear when heat comes. I don't know if you have seen heat before. That the place has become hot. Life has become hot. I was talking to somebody, and the person said that he told himself that this is the end. This is the end. He will not do something again. This is the end. And I told the person that this is even the beginning. I said, this rather is the beginning. Do it more. Yeah. And the person has gone through something. He said, this is the end. I said, no, this must be the beginning. Do it more. I said, what has happened to you? It happened to me twice. Then I said, it's not like it's nothing. It's not like it's something. It's not what happens. It's how you take it. Do you get it? Because there's some things happening. It's not that you can never say anyashi. It's something. Do you get it? But it's how you get out of it. I mean, if somebody's marriage is not working, you can't tell the person it's anyashi. Do you know how it means to live in a marriage that is like hell? And so marriages are like hell. So marriages are like hell. The woman cannot go home. The man too cannot go home. There was a man, every day he was at the clubhouse, and nobody knew what it was, not knowing that when he goes home, the way the greetings are to meet him, he would prefer to be at the clubhouse and quaff his beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that. And people thought that he just liked coming to the clubhouse. He didn't want to go home. Yeah. He just didn't want to go home. So it's something. Do you get it? But I'm saying that it's not that thing that has happened, though. But how you handle it. How you handle it. And you can handle it well and come out of it. Do you get it? You shouldn't give up. You shouldn't give up. And if you are here, you want to give up on anything, don't give up.
Amen.
This is rather the time to start. You know, it is now that you are supposed to even start running. It's as simple as that.
Amen.
It's now that you are supposed to do it. It says that when heat comes, they shall not be afraid and will not fear when the heat comes. But its leaves would be green and shall not be careful in the year of drought. Neither shall cease from yielding fruit. That means that he will not stop yielding fruit because there's a problem. No. He will not stop doing that because there's a problem. Because he has a good foundation. So foundation is very important. And sometimes if there's a defective, you realize that now where you have gotten to, you didn't start well. What do? Restart. Reboot. That's all. Reboot. Architect, if there's a problem with the foundation, you are building, what do? You can have a way of going to strengthen the foundation.
Oh, yeah.
Reinforce it. Underpin it. Yeah. So you reinforce it. So some of you, the foundation has been shaky. Please, don't let the building fall down. Now that you have seen cracks, go and do it, I beg you. Don't let it fall. Tell your friend, don't let it fall. Tell your friend, don't let it fall. And tell your friend, I won't let it fall. Everybody, open your mouth and say, I won't let it fall.
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 I will reinforce it.
I will reinforce it.
I will do underpinning.
I'll do underpinning.
Powerful. Put your hands together for yourself.
Hallelujah.
You have done well. You have done very, very well for saying that. So let me end by giving you...
The word is sweet. The word is sweet.
You know, the deeper the foundation, the more you can build on.
Oh, yes.
So if you are going to build a one-story building, your foundation will go small, be like that. Oh. But if you know that one day, you hope that your building will become very tall and high, then you dig a wide foundation. So, we want to see mighty foundation for mighty buildings. The foundations of construction buildings vary greatly according to what is being built. The principle is simple. The deeper and stronger the foundation, the greater and taller the building. It's a nice principle. The foundation of a single-story building is about what? Abiku and Richard. The foundation of a single-story is about what? How many millimeters? 200. About 200 millimeters, sort of. Less than a meter. Do you know what a meter is? Please, can you show them a meter with something? The foundation for a single story. Yeah. So that's. Let me see. Okay, but if my hand is short, how can I do that? The foundation is what? At least 200 millimeter deep.
Yeah.
For a single story. Maximum. Yeah. Or 1.5 meters. Two stories, 1.5 meters. Do you get it? That means that's what you want to build. How many of you have seen Empire State Building before? Do you know where it is? Eh? It's in America. Where in America? New York. Okay. Say, I'll be there.
I'll be there.
The Empire State Building is a very tall building. Yes. The foundation of the Empire State Building in New York is what? 16.7 meters deep. 16.7. Richie, come and stand here. What will 16.7 meters be like? You can, okay, where he's standing. Now, take him as a first distance. So you go here. 16. What? 7 meters. You would know meters well, so that you know. No meters well, eh? Depend on your legs. So, okay, the engineers are also here. Sister, stand here. The building. I mean, let me ask you, you know how much it costs to do that thing? This Empire State Building. Is it a tall building there? I think, is it King Kong or something? Some one of the people, they did a film there. That's, you'll be there, you go and walk there for honeymoon, for holidays, for your 10th wedding anniversary. You won't catch it. You sit down. Sit down. All you know is Cape Coast Castle is this. It's good. Cape Coast Castle is good, but they will come and see. They also go and see. It's as simple as that. Look at Empire State Building. But when you are building this building, so the foundation is just like, I think it's like the building just below. Yeah, 4 to 5 story. Can you imagine? You are going to put 4 to 5 story in a foundation. I remember when we were building our house. One day, when we finished the foundation, I was so happy. So happy. So I took my wife, let's go and see. When we got there, she was confused. She was asking, where is the house? Where is the house? Because the house, every day there's no money in the house. Every day there's no money. So she was expecting by that time. So when he went to see about this foundation, I was so happy. So where is the house? So I said, where is the house? Like what? This is the house. This is the house. Do you know that the easiest thing is the block work? Where you finish. That's the easiest thing. So please don't take your wife when the thing is. Just bring the blocks up a bit so you can show this is a bedroom. Then they will understand. They will understand. They will ask for chop money and things by heart. But when they don't see, say, ah, but all this time there's no money at home. Where is the house? It's gone down. And this one is had to go down 4 stories. Or 5. 5 stories. That is why the building is like this. If you did it, maybe just 1 story, this building will collapse. It will collapse. And some of you, as you are sitting here, you are a building like this. Look at all the buildings around it. It's not like they are not tall buildings. When you stand there, you look at it, you do this. If you don't, you break your neck. Yeah. What's the tallest building in Ghana? Villaggio. Villaggio. None has come. Please, go ahead. Somebody should search for tallest building in Ghana for us. Or the latest Bank of Ghana building. Signature. Okay, don't worry. Don't worry. If it's very long, we'll have seen it. I think it hasn't broken a certain level. Then, so what I'm saying is that, imagine, suppose you were supposed to be as tall as this. And then you have gone to plant yourself with a small foundation. Because when you go and bring the engineers that, can I build on this? They will tell that if you add even 1 stone, the building will collapse. The building will collapse. So, Tony, can you imagine? Maybe you are praying to God. God wants to add, the angels are bringing some, maybe $10,000 more to your account. And then, then the engineers, spiritual engineers say, no. Tony's foundation is not deep enough to add $10,000 more. Can you imagine? And that's how the engineers will advise, say, your building was not built for this. Was not built for this structure. So you have to do something about the foundation. The deeper you go, the more weight you can carry. That's the something you have to take your time and go deep. That's why you have to take your time. When you come to church, you are giving your foundation some strength. Some strength. Reinforcement. So that you, yes, so you can go further. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
That is the foundation of the 828-meter Burj Khalifa in Dubai. How many of you have seen the Dubai Burj Khalifa before? Say you'll be there.
We'll be there.
If you have not seen it, just say, I'll be there.
I'll be there.
Yes. Burj Khalifa is what? It's 50 meters. And it is 828-meter tall, high. How many have watched Mission Impossible? Which one is that? The 007. Hey, Pastor Perez. what's Pastor Perez talking about? 007, even Burj Khalifa wasn't born. The one that the guy, what's the name of the, Tom Cruise went on and, what's it, Rogue Nation. Rogue Nation. So if you have not gone there, you can watch it and see what it is. What's a Burj Khalifa? That is a, I think that's the tallest building
in the world. Yeah,
in the world. Yes. 163 floors. And as you are sitting, you are a spiritual Bey Khalifa.
Wow.
You are a spiritual Bey Khalifa, but wow, your foundation, God cannot add on. Look at it. This is it. Do you get it? So that is the tallest building, and 50 meter deep. Where are my guys? 50 meter.
It's wider than this.
That one is longer than this. This is about 35. So plus 15. Plus 15 meters.
So going to the car park.
That is the foundation. You don't know what foundation is? Steel, iron rods, and then cement and stone. That's foundation. And you see, you are blaming God. Say, Lord, do this. I say the spiritual engineers, they are looking at your prayers. And before the prayer will drop, God will ask the spiritual engineers, that is this foundation heavy enough? Meanwhile, this Sunday, they were supposed to drop some $100,000.
Yes.
Into your life. We don't know how it was going to come. 2,716 feet.
Wow.
Yeah. You shall spend honeymoon there.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. That is it. Look at it, where the third floor is. The third floor restaurant. See? So Bellagio will be where? Bellagio will be somewhere. Hey, have you seen? No, you are looking at your life. Oh. You are looking at your life. And every prayer you pray a day is a foundation. You know, they are foundation. Read your Bible, pray every day, They are foundation. Reinforcement. Bible, pray every day if you want to be Bey Khalifa. Yes. If you want to add on. But that's what you don't want to do. Even the devotion you bought. After the first day, you have realized that you have not continued. After the first day, when you read the first one, and because you didn't want to make him say, read four. You read four the same day, so it's like you have gone in advance. Then the time has come and passed. Hey, you say, thou art a prophet. Where's the Shanghai Tower in China? This one, I'm just showing you what you could have been. Yeah. Shanghai Tower. Do you know Shanghai Tower?
Oh, yes.
In China. Will you be there? I do not have to say yes. I will be there.
Ah,
you want me to tell you, say it for you? You're not Pong Shanghai. Oh. Oh, no. I'm not talking about Pong Shanghai.
Shanghai.
Have you seen?
Wow.
The foundation is 31.4 meter deep.
Yeah.
Yes. So you only see it like that. Then we have the Petronas Twin Towers in Malaysia. The Twin Towers in Malaysia. Because you know Bey Khalifa at a point, it's just like you can't, it's not like rooms. Yeah, the tower is like a tower. But that one, I think they are rooms. That's why, Petronas Twin Tower, that's what some people think that should be the highest, but Petronas, Petro and Nas. What would you do?
I'll be there.
You people, somebody's like this. I'll be there. And I see you going there.
Yeah, I receive it.
One day you will see that
this year.
The amazing people say that they are going for a trip outside. Amazing Prayer Squad say we are going for a trip outside. Say, oh, our pastor has organized a trip for us outside. So where are you going? We are going to this place. That sister said we are going to Bey Khalifa. That sister said we are going to Bey Khalifa. And who else says you are going to Empire State Building? Protocol. They say they're going to Empire State Building. I hear you won't hear. Okay. Hey, you went where? Sweet Influence, you went where? Empire State, that's US. Hey, Sweet Influence, that's why I hear you. Sweet Influence, they don't even know what you're talking about. Though. They are, please, they say, Bellagio, the swimming pool at the top. Because they are not receiving them. Empire State, no, you want another one? You want the Dubai one? When the foundation is there, then a Lotte World Tower in Seoul, Korea. All this, may you not just see it in the screen, no? May you see it with your eyes.
We'll be there.
The Lotte, L-O-T-T-E, Tower, Lotte Tower.
Wow.
In South Korea.
Wow. Hey.
Don't say wow, say I'll be there.
I'll be there.
Hey. Say wow. Wow, no good. I'll be there.
Because
they say nothing is impossible.
Oh, yes.
When you put your trust in God.
Hallelujah.
But center leaders, we say that we have done Basenta. Now I want to go for some holidays. So we are going to South Korea. I want to go and see this building. Hey. But center leaders, are you here?
We are here.
Depth for height. The deeper you go, the more load you can carry.
Amen.
You get it?
Amen.
And what I said is prophetic. If God wants to drop some $1 million in your account today, do you have enough foundation for it?
Hey!
I think you should say, Lord, if my foundation cannot handle this blessing, I pray for a reinforcement.
Underpinnings.
Now, that reinforcement means that you are going to do the foundational works, soul winning, fellowshipping, reading your Bible, praying. You are going to intensify it.
Hallelujah.
So that you do what with the foundation again?
Underpinning.
Underpin the foundation. So for your foundation needs underpinnings. Yes. The foundation of your marriage needs underpinnings.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Business needs underpinning. But most especially your Christian life. Because God is able. God is able. God wants to build on. God wants to add on. He wants to add on. And I see God adding on. As for this prophetic word for you, dear. If you don't take about 4 weeks and say these 4 weeks was spiritual underpinning, I am going to literally see me winning a soul.
Oh, yes.
And Good Friday is even a good time for you to do that. Because Good Friday is coming. And then our Super Sunday, every year, Super Sunday is the Resurrection Sunday, where everybody is supposed to bring at least 2 souls.
Amen.
To church. Our Super Sunday. So it's 3 souls. Super Sunday. Then you pray. Then you read your Bible. Do your quiet time every day. And then you go to church regularly. When we got born again, that's how we're taught. That's why through it all, we are still standing. Because of the foundation. So anytime you are shaking, check your foundation.
Wow.
Because when you are shaking too, so that you are shaking but you don't fall. The foundation is solid. How many of you have been shaking before?
Hey.
And you almost fell. But because of the foundation,
yes,
that means that the next shaking will be stronger than the first one. Uh-huh. So you need to repair the foundation well. Just lift up your hand and pray and say, Lord,
yes,
I need spiritual underpinning for my spiritual foundation.
Spiritual underpinning, Lord.
I need strength,
Lord.
Foundation to add on.
Strengthen our foundation, Lord.
And I see God, he wants to add on.
Yes,
he
Lord.
He wants to add on, but are we ready to
reinforce
contain?
Us, Lord.
Can he build upon what he has done?
Yes,
can he
Jesus.
Add to what he has done?
Yes,
because
Jesus.
Because the foundation is not, is the foundation ready to receive another structure, another floor? Is it ready? Is it prepared for that? Is it, Lord, prepare me. Repair me, prepare me, reinforce my foundation. May I also do anything I can do to reinforce my foundation. Just pray. As we pray to take our communion.
We receive strength. We receive reinforcement.
Hey, foundation of prayer.
We are receiving strength, O God. Strength, O God. Solid foundation, O God. Ramatanda labaha. Rematanda lebedebedebede. Rakata labaha. Strength to carry more load. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
You know, this is a prayer that when you pray, you do. You get it? And when you start with 1 month, you know that it will be easy for you to do the next month. Then to be able to go on and on and on. That's they say that your quiet time, your prayer time, your witnessing, and then your church attendance, fellowshipping, they are mighty foundations. And do it regularly, and you'll be blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh Lord, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. I'm going to take a communion very soon.
Jesus.
Thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you. Every eye closed, every head bowed. Every eye closed, every head bowed. If today is your first time or you've been here before, you have been here before, but you are not sure. You are not sure whether you go to heaven or hell when you die. And you want to say, Pastor, pray for me. So you want to join these hands. While these hands are up, can you please raise your hand? Let me see. Let me see. Beautiful. Beautiful. Now, if your hand is up, can you please come to me to the front here? Put your hands together for them as they come. It was the first time of coming. Oh, put your hands together for them. Oh, don't stop clapping for them. Don't stop clapping for them. Come, come, come. Oh, put your hands together for them. 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 Now you have been here before, you want to give your life to Jesus, come and join them as well. You want to give your life to Jesus, come. Come, put your hands together for them. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Those of you here, and everybody in the church, I want you to say this with me. I want to say this with me. And mean it from your heart, and then we all take the communion together. If you believe, if you're already born again, you still say it. Let's all say it together. Say, Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart
that Jesus Christ,
is
the Son of God.
Is the Son of God.
I confess with my mouth.
I confess with my mouth
that Jesus,
is Lord.
And from today, I take Jesus. Into my heart. As my Lord. And my personal Savior. Dear Lord Jesus. Forgive me. Of all my sins. Wash me. With your blood. I'm a Christian. But I've sinned against you. Forgive me. Of my sins. Today is my first time.
Of accepting
forgive me. Of my sins. And I thank you, Lord Jesus. As I am. You've accepted me.
You've
made me your own.
To make me your own.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Now you can take the bread. They were eating at table together. And Jesus took the bread and broke it and prayed over it. When he prayed over it, what did he say? Take it. This is my body. Can you believe it? This is my body. He just prayed over it. He said, this is my body. Today we will pray over this that we are holding. And it will literally be the body of Jesus. See it as
Hallelujah.
That. And as you partake of it, tell yourself that anything that could not survive in the body of Jesus, and anything Jesus could do whilst he was alive, I can also do. And Amen. That's what is becoming my portion.
Amen.
Strength is coming into my life.
Yes.
Power is coming into my life.
I receive it.
Healing is coming all over my body.
I receive it.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anything that makes you spend money that you are not supposed to spend because of ill health or whatever.
Yes, Lord.
You are receiving blessings. You are receiving healing.
Amen.
Healing for your business.
Yes, Jesus.
Healing for your land.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Healing Amen. For your home.
Amen.
Healing for everything. Emotional Amen. Healing.
I receive it.
Emotional healing. Physical healing.
Yes,
is
Lord.
What you are receiving. Wherever you are, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, TV, you are watching, you are partaking of this in hospital, receive your healing.
I receive
As
it, Lord.
Watch it, receive total healing.
In the name of
in
Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus of Nazareth. Father, yes, we Lord. Thank you and give you praise for this opportunity to partake of your table and of your body. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
His body.
His body.
The body of Jesus.
The body of Jesus.
The same drink they were drinking. He took it. And after he prayed, he said, this is the new test, the blood of the New Testament. This is the blood. My blood. It's blood that he was going to share for us, and he shared for us. This is my blood. This is my blood. Is it? It's not like this is like my blood. This is my blood. And so we are going to drink the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And as we drink the blood of Jesus, everything that the blood could do, it will do in your life. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same blood that entered into hell and took the keys from the devil.
Yes.
Is the same blood that you are going to drink today. It has never changed.
Hallelujah.
The same power.
Amen.
The same power.
Amen.
And as you drink this today, as a Christian, as a child of God, washed by the blood of Jesus, may you receive every blessing in this blood.
Amen.
May the devil see you and immediately recognize that you are marked with the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And anything that the devil is seeking to destroy in your life, may you be delivered from it because of the blood.
Yes, Lord.
Anytime you travel.
Yes.
And the devil wants to cause an accident or destruction.
Yes.
When he sees you on board.
Yes.
He says, hey, somebody with the blood.
Yes.
It's on board or in the car. And that accident will never happen. No demon, no devil, no poison shall kill you.
Amen.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
For the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
This blood will make you go forward and possess your land.
Hallelujah.
Anything that is an enemy preventing you from entering into your blessing and your land that the Lord has given to you, this blood is fighting for you.
Hallelujah.
And this blood is speaking for you.
Amen.
But say, it speaketh.
Amen.
What's the blood speaking for you today? It's speaking better things. It's
Amen.
Speaking employment.
Amen.
It's speaking blessings.
Amen.
It's speaking deliverance.
Amen.
It's speaking breakthrough.
Amen.
For you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And as you take this blood, it's speaking answers Amen. And solutions for you. Thank you, Lord, for this blood. Thank you and bless
yes,
it in
Lord.
Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
The blood of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. The blood of Jesus.
Why don't you believe to speak in tongues if you can? Or pray if you can. And thank God for your bread. Whatever you said
yes,
that you want Jesus. To see come to pass, even as the service started, begin to thank God for it.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. You shall only stand and see what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. And he's going to do mighty things. He has done mighty things. He has done great things. Thank you for this month. And thank you that Super Sunday is within this month.
Yes.
And thank you that super blessings.
Thank you, Jesus.
Super structures.
Yes.
Are going to be built in our Christian lives.
Hallelujah.
In the name of the Lord Jesus of Nazareth.
Amen.
We thank you and give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Father, put your hands together for Jesus.
God bless you for listening to Active Word by Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0244-534-816 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abid Dawenya. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0246-939-984. To support this program, send your donations via mobile money to 055-874-2922 or 050-940-0044. You can join us in worship via YouTube and Facebook Live at Bishop Ishmael Sam -DHMM. Also at Loyalty House International HQ page. You can also join us in worship this and every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 9 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abed Dawenya. God bless you.